The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Will you stand and sing with us together, Joy to the World? Welcome, friends. Please be seated. It's so good to be together tonight on this Christmas Eve. It's wonderful to see you here. Thank you for gathering as this community tonight. Thank you for making this place a part of your tradition this year. My name is Kristen. I'm the Minister for Worship and Spiritual Care here. And on behalf of my colleagues, Dr. Sarah Svensson and Reverend Ruth Noble, and our wonderful choir and the congregation here at Rosedale United, we welcome you all on this Christmas Eve. Rosedale United is a congregation committed to supporting human flourishing here in the heart of Rosedale and in our city. And our offering tonight supports our Good Samaritan Fund of this congregation, going directly to meet the needs of those who come to our congregation looking for help in hard times. We're proud to be an affirming congregation here. We represent a variety of ages, gender identities, sexualities, family configurations, backgrounds. This is a place where everyone is welcome. And we acknowledge tonight that we live, work, worship, and play on the traditional lands of the Huron-Wendat, the Petun First Nations, the Seneca, and most recently the Mississaugas of the Credit River. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus once again, we remember everything this birth means for our whole world and all people: hope, peace, joy, and love. May we live our lives moving gently in creation, listening, learning, and striving to be people of reconciliation. Some notes tonight. Your lines as we move through the service are always in bold, So when you see something in bold, that's you. When you see a little asterisk next to any part of the service, that means stand up. And generally, you'll see our choir stand, so you should have some pretty strong cues. But if you don't see an asterisk, just stay sitting down. And I want to invite us now to join together in our call to worship. Come fully alive now, friends and neighbors, and do not be afraid. Come with all you are carrying tonight to a place where the peaceful are a blessing and wounds find healing, and where on this night, new and holy life comes to birth in us again.
And let us now join in our gathering prayer. Our sung response, you may recognize it. It's from the Angels We Have Heard on High. It's the refrain. We're going to play that, sing that now, and then we'll go through the gathering prayer together. Put a glad song on our hearts, on our lips, God, who comes as a lamp for our path. You have gathered us again for a feast of love unimaginable. God, who comes as joy hidden among the weak and the lost. Asked us to see you again, to watch and to be awake, to find you in beauty and in trouble. God with us, you have sent angels into the crowds and stars into the streets and asked to notice. And so we come with eyes of our hearts open tonight. Who we are becoming. We are already in God's image, which is love. We are already forgiven, lifted, and made new. Light has come, and we live in the light of God. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
A reading from Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Receive, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. To
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying,
a reading from the Gospel of Luke in the second chapter, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen and had been told to them.
that hymn is just magical, don't you think? Especially the third verse when the angel lines come in and I'm standing by someone singing the angel chorus line. One of the words people often use to describe Christmas Eve is magical. It doesn't matter where you are on Christmas Eve. You could be in St. Joseph's Oratory on Mount Royal in Montreal tonight, among the pilgrims who ascend those 223 steps on their knees. Or you could be in your kitchen, darkness deep outside the windows, listening to radio specials, surrounded by dirty dishes and saucepans bubbling and trays of cookies cooling. You could be standing outside alone on an empty neighborhood street, staring up at the great dome of our sky. It doesn't seem to matter where we are. There's a feeling of magic in the air on Christmas Eve. And I've been trying to put my finger on why that is. And what I've landed on, for now at least, is that on Christmas Eve, we allow ourselves to become like children again. I mean, we give our hearts permission to believe. We allow ourselves not to be cynical. Tonight, we let brightness dance in our eyes. Tonight, for just a little while, we allow ourselves to dream again. And the effect, it's magical. This week, the New York Times published a compilation of the year's best in photojournalism, 2023 in review. And the title the Times gave to this collection of images was A Weary World. A weary world. You may have seen some of the photos. There was an image of a group of Palestinian children in the courtyard of an apartment complex in Gaza City. A little boy in a blue shirt with a toddler in his arms had his whole face turned skyward, registering the sound of destruction. There are images of skies turned orangey-gray from forest fire smoke and images of Ukrainian soldiers on the edges of beige battlefields and of bombed-out buildings. It is a catalog of a weary world, indeed. And here in this place, and in places like it all around the globe tonight, we say to this weary world, rejoice. On Christmas Eve, we have the audacity to say to our world, rejoice. Don't you think that seems a little naive, childish even? Do not be afraid, the angel says in our story. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Rejoice, we say. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. That's how the Psalms describe this night. And the prophet Isaiah exclaims, a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders. Isaiah calls this Savior the grandest names, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace. The message is that with him around, the world needn't worry. Some people would call this a childish way to think. And the one in whom we rejoice and proclaim Savior of the world is a baby. Wrapped in rags and lying in a feeding trough. I mean, what can a baby do in this time, in our world? This is no time for a child to be born, Madeleine L'Engle writes in her poem, The Risk of Birth. This is no time for a child to be born. with the earth betrayed by war and hate and a comet slashing the sky to warn that time runs out and the sun burns late. What can a baby do? What can a child do for a weary world? A baby is nothing more than a vessel of love. That's it. Just love. Our audacious proclamation tonight is that it's love that saves us. Love that is the hope of a weary world. When is the time for love to be born? Madeline L'Engle continues in her poem. The inn is full on planet Earth. If you approach the audacious proclamation of Christmas Eve and the story of Jesus' birth from the standpoint of intellect, you will find that it's a proclamation that never makes sense to you. It's a paradox that a baby wrapped in rags and laid in a feeding trough could be any kind of an answer, any kind of a savior for a weary world. It's a paradox that love, which is intangible, could affect tangible change. That love could be so powerful as to tangibly change the world is not something we can easily believe intellectually as adults. Love, save the world, our world. I don't think so, we'd say. But we don't come to understand the power of love by thinking about it. We come to understand the power of love by leaning into our feelings. Like children. The year I was in grade 5 or grade 6, I can't exactly remember, my friend Sharla McClymont and I wanted to buy a Christmas present for our teacher. We knew she was weary, and we wanted to say to her, "Rejoice!" But what to give? Well, we asked ourselves, if we could have anything we wanted, what would it be? What would be the greatest gift we could imagine? And we both knew right away, if we could ask for anything, we would want a pet. Right? Even a hamster would do. And as soon as we said it, we just knew it. Yes, that was it. We would give our teacher a hamster. We must have been very stubborn and undeterrable because remarkably our parents said okay and actually facilitated our purchasing with our own money of a pet hamster and a cage and wood shavings and a water bottle and food. And on the last day before the holidays, we presented the pet hamster to our teacher. Now, if we had really thought about it, we would likely have decided that our little gift of love, our hamster, was no match for the weariness of our teacher, no match for the weariness of her world, of always trying to meet too many needs with not enough of anything, her hands always like this. If we'd thought about it, if we'd been adults, we would have talked ourselves out of it. But we were children. What we felt, we believed. And we believed that love is powerful. We believed that love could bear all things. And the stars danced in our eyes as we gave that gift to our teacher because we believed in the saving power of love. The message of Christmas is that God comes to be with us as a child. Jesus, the Christ child. God comes to love this world in an audacious way. And there's magic in the air here tonight because we have let that child be born in us again. The child who hopes all things. The child who endures all things. The child who loves the world audaciously. The child who believes in the power of love to save the world. A thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices. Because tonight, we believe in love enough to risk its birth. And the only question, the only real question tonight is, will you allow yourself to continue to be so childlike as you go back out into our world? Will you keep this magic alive? a blessing on our offering tonight and on your gifts and your generosity. May these gifts of Christmas go to furthering hope, peace, joy, and love in this city and in our world. And may we be blessed by this generosity. Amen. Let us pray. God of twinkling stars and magical nights, your presence is palpable. We thank you for the timeless story of Jesus' birth. May the beauty of this special night be captured in our hearts. May the wonder of this holy time fill us all with hope and peace. Then may we go from this place and continue telling the story of Christmas blessings. In joy and hope, we pray on this evening of mystery and delight. Amen. As we sing our final carol tonight, Silent Night, you have your tapers that you received when you came in. We're going to be passing the light to each other. So when you receive it, turn to your neighbor and pass it along. Let's stand.
Thank you.
We have heard the Christmas story once again. Go from this church with enthusiasm, proclaiming the good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. There is nothing to fear. Go in peace, for Jesus the Christ has been born.